Financial Freedom Friday, and on this episode of the Passive Real Estate Investing with Mavericks podcast, we are going to discover syndications for agents.
Hey Mavericks, this is Ava Baukamp, and this episode of Passive Real Estate Investing with Mavericks is brought to you by Legacy Impact Investors. We are an industrial investment firm located in cash flow country, the Midwest. We strive to shield off risk and beat inflation, all while producing predictable cash flow. We curate real estate investment opportunities for busy professionals and other real estate investors seeking passive income. To learn more about what we do and connect with me, go to www.legacyimpactinvestors.com.
Maverick, noun, unusual person, a visionary, leader, go-getter, an independent thinker. They see the vision for their life and pull that future towards them with an unyielding belief that things can and must be better. They achieve what most won't. Innovative, influential, daring, and direct, with a remarkably high tolerance for taking calculated risk. A foe to the status quo. This is Passive Real Estate Investing with Mavericks. Your host, Neil Timmons, has been involved with over $300 million in real estate transactions. He's a published author, commercial property investor, and real estate syndicator. This show is for those who want to learn how to earn passive income through real estate investing. Now, here's your host, Neil Timmons.
Welcome to the Passive Real Estate Investing with Mavericks podcast, where we provide you with actionable steps to grow your passive income and become job optional. It's Financial Freedom Friday, and I'm here with Neil Timmons. During this episode, you are going to discover syndications for agents. For those of you who are new, I am your host, Ava Baukamp, and I love to educate investors about passive income from real estate. Before we open up today's episode, I want to ask you for a small favor. If you like what you're hearing, please give us a thumbs up and subscribe to the show so that you never miss a valuable episode. And if you love what you're hearing, please give us a written review. Also, be sure to take a look at the description of the episode, as we have it packed with thousands of dollars in free resources. All right, Neil, it's another Financial Freedom Friday in our Agent Optional Wealth Accelerator series. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. This has been a fun series. I'm enjoying this a ton, and the feedback we're getting is just tremendous. So it's fun to be going through this and connecting with agents and having really good conversations about helping them become agent optional.
Yeah, great. So just as a quick reminder, like Neil said, we're in our Agent Optional Wealth Accelerator series, a whole practical breakdown and a playbook of how to invest in real estate as an agent. And even if you aren't one, this will be a valuable series of episodes, super practical to help you understand how you can invest in real estate. So today we're going to cover a huge topic. What's a syndication anyway? And I wanted to kick it off with some data from the U.S. News and Money Report as of May 2023. So 65, that is the anticipated median age of retirement here in the U.S. But the Employee Benefit Research Institute released a 2023 study that showed only 1 in 6, 16% of those they surveyed retired at the age they actually expected to retire. On average, retirement took place 4.3 years earlier, almost 5 years earlier than people expected due to circumstances that were outside their control. Health issues, perhaps they had to care for a loved one and having to act as a caregiver for someone else. These are all factors that they couldn't control that forced people to retire sooner than they expected. So I think that's an important topic to discuss as we open up this episode about syndications, because we have to realize there are only so many things we can control about saving up for retirement. And a lot of times those factors are outside of our control.
Plan for the unexpected, right? It's, think about how long retirement planning, most people do it. It's years and years and years in advance. Pretty tough to pinpoint an exact age when you're planning 10 to 20 to 30 years in advance.
Yep. And if there's something you want to take away from, one of the takeaways from this series is that it's not necessary for you to just stash cash away and hope that it's enough for you down the road. You can produce income even while you're retired. And that's something that real estate helps you do, is not only plan for retirement, but also make it a time where you have the freedom and control over the choices that you make so that you can go on that vacation. You can pay for those unexpected healthcare costs. And it's all about preparing, like you said, for the unexpected. So today we're going to talk about what is a syndication. Neil, for those of our listeners who've heard it from me a couple of times, maybe it would be best for them to hear it from you. What even is a syndication?
Well, syndication is simply a vehicle, a legal financial vehicle that gets us from one point to the next, from A to B. So as an agent, when you help someone buy a house, think of that financial vehicle as your car. You can only fit the family in there. There's nobody else outside that's going to buy that house. It's just the two of them in that car buying a single house. But syndication is more like a limo. Everybody getting on that limo, there's people who are headed to there for a specific purpose. You can fit more than one person on a limo, right? If you're like in my family, it's a party limo every Christmas and we're going around looking at lights. It's a whole multitude of people. It's people all headed to a same place. And then you've got different people all trying to accomplish the exact same thing. So let me liken it to real estate, bring it to syndications. You've got people in the back of the limo, right? Your passengers. I liken that to limited partners, to people who sit there and take a passive ride. And then you've got the driver, which is really a general partner, somebody like us, somebody who knows how to get from point A to point B to keep that back of that limo smooth and silky to accomplish what it is that you intended, to see something, to get to a spot where you're trying to get to.
Yeah, and that's great. And you have, anyone can get on the limo. Real estate agents, doctors, stay-at-home moms, lawyers, police officers. It's a limo that's open to all kinds of people. And where are they going? They are going to a commercial property. They are buying usually a larger building, an apartment building, a warehouse, self-storage, car washes, gas stations, malls. Anything can be bought with this limo, with this syndication vehicle. So I'm going to continue on the limo theme because I think it's helpful. You have the passengers and you have the driver. It's the same with the syndication. The limo, that's Neil and I. We are the driver in this limo. We're in charge of making sure that everyone stays safe. We follow the rules of the road. We drive safely for the people on board, but then also for us. We have a vested interest in making sure that the financial decisions we make, the business decisions we make regarding that property are beneficial for us, because if that property doesn't perform, not only do our limited partners not earn the returns that they need, but then also our interests are tied together with those limited partners. So it has to be a win-win. And you may also hear the general partner referred to as a sponsor or an operator. And that's just a function of their legal role within that syndication structure. So what does the general partner do? In one word, they do everything. This is their full-time job. They probably have an office. They are active investors. They have a team. They are meeting brokers. They are reviewing properties. They're paying attention to the market. They're probably parts of different educational groups and financial groups within their region or around the country so that they can stay on top of what's going on in the market. They find deals. They evaluate deals. They put deals under contract. They do all of the underwriting. They collect all kinds of documents on the property that they want to purchase. Site plans, environmental plans, rent rolls, financials, just a slew of documents. They find a lender who's willing to lend on the property. They place insurance. They manage the property. They do everything. They do all of the active management and involvement in locating that deal and making it available to the limited partners. Neil, why don't you talk about what do the limited partners do?
The limited partners, it's truly a passive role. A limited partner is there, and when they're presented with this opportunity and evaluate it, they're going to become an investor. They're limited to the extent that they are writing a check, right? They're participating in the financial components of that without having all the responsibility, everything you just outlined there, everything, all the responsibility to do the work, right? They're truly limited. And that means limited in their role, limited in their risk. From a general partner side, our side, oftentimes I have to sign a personal guarantee for all the loans, everything that goes in place there. The limited partners, you benefit from our ability to execute and live up to everything that we're doing. And so when we're putting a structure in place, think about buying a place for $5 million. There's a percentage of the building that then has to be needed. A lender may lend us 70% of that. So we raise money and we do that by putting our own money in, no doubt, but then also through limited partners to make that opportunity available to you. And then fill in that delta there that we need from an investment standpoint.
Yeah. It's not for agents listening. It's not like a house where you can have a buyer who can put 3% down on their house and they can close. Commercial real estate's different. Lenders require much more significant down payments, 25 to 60% down in some cases, depending on the building type, the property's location, how full it is, how much work needs to be done. Properties in the commercial space are evaluated based on the income that they produce, not based on comps and comparables. And so that often means for underwriting, for the lender to feel safe, they require pretty significant down payments. Just like Amazon isn't owned entirely by Jeff Bezos, there's a lot of money that's involved. And so that's why general partners and limited partners, the limo driver and the limo passengers, have to come together in order to get these deals done. And so as a limited partner, what do you get in return? You simply receive a return on the money that you've invested. You could almost think of yourself like a little micro bank. So you invest or lend money into the deal, and in return, you get probably quarterly distributions, but you have things that the bank doesn't get when they lend. You share in the upside on that property. You get equity appreciation and you get tax benefits. So when a lender goes out and lends on a house and that owner rehabs and sells it 3 years later, the bank doesn't get to profit from the chunk of the proceeds beyond their interest payments and points. But as an investor in a syndication, as a limited partner, you get to take a chunk. You get to take, call it $30,000 from the profits of selling that building, in addition to all of the interest and distributions that you've earned over the course of that investment. I'm going to cover quickly two types of syndication structures. And here's why you care, so that you know what kinds of opportunities are available to you. This is because syndications are regulated by the SEC. There's rules. There are not every investment opportunity is available to every investor. So it's important for you, as you're reviewing different real estate opportunities, to know what kinds of opportunities can I actually invest in. If you are an accredited investor, which means you meet certain financial criteria, usually income or net worth, you can invest in any opportunity. But if you're sophisticated, you don't meet those certain financial criteria as defined by the SEC, but you have enough knowledge to review and evaluate the risk of investment opportunities, you have some real estate deals that are available to you, but not all of them. And I've covered this topic in depth on a previous episode, the Top Producers Agent Optional Playbook, so I won't go into this in too much detail here. But the two types I'll talk about here all fall under Regulation D, 506B and 506C. 506B deals for those accredited investors. They are only open to accredited investors. You can't have anyone who doesn't meet those financial thresholds as defined by the SEC. 506B deals, sophisticated investors, this is where you come into play. You can invest in those 506B deals, and accredited investors can also invest right alongside you. And how does this structure actually work at a high level? So a syndication, like we mentioned, is a legal structure. You have the property. I'll put it up here if you're watching. This is the property. And that property is owned by an LLC. And as the general partner and limited partner, they are components that make up that LLC. So you have usually Class B is the general partner. They have a smaller equity ownership in that LLC versus the limited partners. As a limited partner, you usually hear yourself referred to as Class A shares. And so the general partner and limited partners together make up the LLC, and that LLC then owns the property. Okay, Neil, we did a lot of legal review. Let's talk about what everyone wants to know. How do they get paid?
How do you get paid? Well, that's exciting, right? They get paid really in three different ways to get paid. The very first one is cash flow distributions. It's simply distributions from the asset, the property producing money, doing what it's supposed to do. So let's say you invested $50,000 into a deal. You might make 8%, and that money is paid out quarterly. My 8% annually is paid out quarterly. Now, that's just one of the ways, but distributions come right from the income after the mortgage and the expenses are all paid. It's doing what the property is supposed to do. Are you a passive real estate investor seeking financial freedom? Well, today's market's unique and it's ever changing. Now is the time to get educated on how to strategically invest in commercial real estate for long-term financial freedom. Grab your copy of How to Passively Invest in a Changing Economic Environment. Go to www.mavericksinvest.com.
Great. And then the second way, there are three primary ways. Second way you get paid is through equity appreciation. What does that actually mean? In simple terms, there's a couple of components that make up this equity appreciation factor. Number one is that the property will appreciate in value over time, just like your house, 3-5% per year. And if you're invested in a deal where there's a business plan to improve the value of the property, to improve its net operating income, then that will boost that appreciation substantially. And you get a portion of that appreciation that's extracted from the deal once it's refinanced or sold. These business plans can be a variety of different things. Sometimes it's filling vacancy, putting different management in place, reducing expenses is one that we like to focus on because it's an easier lever for us to pull. Maybe adding additional streams of revenue through things like parking or even leasing out portions of vacant, empty space. And this will all increase the value of that property because, like we mentioned, commercial real estate is evaluated based on its net operating income. And then, how does this equity appreciation actually get to you as an investor when it's sold or it's refinanced? That appreciation is captured just like a house. Say you bought your house 20 years ago and now it's worth, you know, way more than what you paid for it at that time. You sell your house and you get that chunk of money. It's the same thing with a commercial property. And instead of necessarily having to wait for 20 years, we have different ways that we can increase that net operating income and boost the equity appreciation in a matter of 3-5 years over a much shorter time period.
You know, the third way, tax benefits. Gosh, do I love the tax benefits associated with real estate. Depreciation, right? This is more or less important depending on your financial goals. But if you make a lot of money and you pay a lot of taxes, this could be significant. And if you qualify as a real estate professional, which we covered here in the last few weeks, it's especially important. So the benefit of the real estate professional, and I know we went through it in the deep dive, I'll just hit it at a high level, is that you can take advantage of all the depreciation and the accelerated depreciation in the current year. So instead of just only like every other person, meaning not real estate professional, they can only deduct their passive losses, i.e. depreciation, against their passive income. But you, by virtue of being what you are, doing what you do, you can deduct all of those passive losses, all the accelerated depreciation against your active income. It's a huge, giant boost to be able to offset your taxes in a very meaningful way.
Yeah. So three ways you make money as a limited partner in a real estate syndication is through cash flow distributions, equity appreciation, and tax benefits. This is important for you to consider so that you don't get sucked into fancy marketing that publishes these crazy numbers, crazy IRRs. There are multiple ways that you can benefit from a deal. So it's very important for you as you're reviewing an opportunity to see how does the way that this property produces income, the ways I get paid, how does that line up with my financial goals? Maybe I'm really set on having steady distributions. Maybe I want big tax benefits. You have to evaluate that for yourself. We did cover that in our risk profile episode. So that would be a good episode to check out if you missed that one.
I think you hit it on the head. There are, you tie it back to the opportunities that get presented to you, every opportunity is different. Some properties are very strong in cash flow distributions. Some, the one extreme is a development from the ground up. There's no cash flow distributions. All you're ever going to get is equity appreciation. And some are a combination of both those factors and are very strong in tax benefits. You hit it on the head, Ava, is understanding and tying that back to your objectives, your goals.
Yeah, definitely. So that's a good segue into the end of our episode, which is what's the purpose? We want to pause and take a moment to ask and help you think about why you would actually want to invest in a real estate syndication in the first place. So ask yourself, if you're an agent especially, or if you have another job, do you want to be doing what you're currently doing at the pace you're currently working 5 years from now, 10 years from now? Do you want to retire your spouse? Do you want to have more flexibility? We see a lot of agents, a lot of high earning agents who absolutely love what they do. They are excellent at their job, but they are feeling burnt out. They are stressed. Listings are way down from the past few years. They know that working harder, working more hours is not the answer. It's not going to change their situation. They love what they do, but they can't keep this pace up. And they want more control over their schedule. They want to be able to take vacations. They want to pay off cars. They want to pay off their house, fund kids' college. They want to not feel anxiety about money every single year. They're sick of paying way too much in taxes. They know real estate. They love real estate. They're just not sure how to invest. And that's where syndications come in. You get access as an agent to larger real estate opportunities than you could ever have access to just trying to go out and figure this out on your own. You don't have to go out and figure out on the hard way how to invest in real estate with single family rentals. You don't have to figure out on your own how commercial real estate works. You can invest with an experienced general partner who already knows how this business works. And you can really take advantage of their experience in the industry to have access to those kinds of deals. You can spread your risk across multiple investments. You get passive income and you become agent optional on your own terms. So, Neil, I know this is a topic that is very personally important to you. Mm-hmm. So I want you to wrap up this episode about the result of the result.
Well, it's not just about money, right? Money is a result of doing all these things super well, but money's meaningless unless we go do something with it. And oftentimes, I know from all the years I was an agent out flipping around, showing houses, listing houses, it's a control of a time. It's our greatest non-renewable resource as humans, right? We don't get any more. And so what do we do at that time? The ability to, I know I live this and you probably guys live it today. It's how do you get more time back? How do you become more efficient doing what you do day in and day out? And the benefit of investing in real estate is that we get dollars and cents back that we don't have to use our time to go earn. We make our money work for us as hard as we worked for the money. And it's about holding that money accountable. So by the ability to get passive income rolling in each and every month or each and every quarter when distributions take place, it's the ability to live life on your terms, to go do the things one wants to do. It's the ability to be that parent, that spouse, that grandparent that you always wanted to be, the favorite grandparent. Don't lie to yourself. You know you want to be. It's to have those impact on the relationships with your family, with your spouse, with your friends, to live the life that you want to live. And I know when I got into being an agent, it's largely to never have a boss and anybody's ever going to tell me what to do, right? And then to choose how you want to live. How do you want to work? When do you want to work? And too many of us end up in this business seeking just that, ended up working way too many hours, doing way too many things. And the reality of it is, sooner or later, age catches up to us. You open the show, Ava, with the average person retires almost 5 years in advance of when they thought they were going to retire based on circumstances that are outside of their control. Taking control of one's financial outcome so that we have the flexibility and the freedom to choose when we want to do it and we're prepared for the unexpected, whatever that may be when the day comes, that we've built a solid foundation of passive income to live life on our terms and help those who matter and care so much for us. So you're right, Ava. It's deeply passionate for me. And I love what we're doing here in our series and the ability to connect with agents. And I know how impactful it is for them too. And that means it's highly rewarding for me. To our listeners, pat yourself on the back. You guys have made it to the end of the show and most people never finish what they start. If you receive value from today's show, be sure to share it on LinkedIn, your Facebook page, or your social media platform of choice. Subscribe to never miss a valuable episode in the future. And if you found value in today's episode, give us a thumbs up with a positive review. If there's a particular topic you'd like to hear about, well, I want to hear from you. Shoot me a message on LinkedIn. The link to my profile is below in the show notes. You can connect with me there for more valuable content.